AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The storm that brought a lot of snow to places like New Jersey is long gone.
Sun's out. Temperature should reach above 32 degrees. Winds have diminished, and we've gone through a good last 24 hours in terms of the emergency response.
Governor Chris Christie says it is time to start cleaning up. It's the same story in New York.
So far, so good, but we have more work to do.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York braved the storm well, but
the problem we're still having is with the Long Island Railroad, which sustained significant damage in the yards through the storm.
More than 26 inches of snow fell in Central Park. All Broadway shows are back on stage today after a one-day snow break. There will be no school tomorrow in Washington, D.C. The air travel picture remains complicated in the South and Northeast after 7,000 weekend flights were canceled. Some flights may be canceled or delayed for tomorrow. There was a 6.8 magnitude earthquake early this morning in Alaska. The AP's Mark Thiessen felt it.
I've lived in Anchorage about 10 years, and I've never felt a quake this strong. I actually was asleep at about 1:30 a.m. I felt the bed swaying back and forth. Immediately knew it was a quake.
Two aftershocks shook the Cook Inlet area in Alaska a few hours after the earthquake. The search continues near Los Angeles for three prisoners, one an accused killer, who escaped from a maximum security jail.
We believe that we know how the escape occurred. However, because of the ongoing investigation, we are not prepared to share those details.
Jeff Halleck is with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. The three cut through half-inch steel bars and rappelled from the roof by a makeshift rope. Police believe a Los Angeles area man killed his teenage nephews before fleeing to China. He was upset with his wife because she wanted a divorce. The man was arrested in Hong Kong. This is AP Radio News. With about a week to go before the Iowa caucuses, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he is doing well enough because his campaign is unique.
We are trying to make a political revolution, bring millions of people into the political process that Washington and all of these politicians have significantly turned their backs on.
Sanders was on NBC's Meet the Press, and so was Hillary Clinton. She says there are a lot of differences between her and Bernie Sanders.
I want to build on the progress that President Obama has made, and he has a different approach, and that's what voters are trying to determine, which they prefer.
Bernie Sanders compared his rivalry with Hillary Clinton to her 2008 Iowa caucus battle with Barack Obama, who won Iowa on his way to the presidency despite a barrage of criticism over his proposals and experience. Clinton went on to finish third in Iowa. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.